The antifreeze and Pepto-Bismol sunset tips aslant and seeps into the water table like a sewage treatment plant. A rust box swing set screeches on which feral children play. Their hollers strain through chain link fences all the mean dog day. Hang a left at Colonial Drug, the local Denosin. Kitty corner across the street from the horse and buggy motor inn. Crooked mile past Murderer's Creek, just north of Indian Head Hill, lies our ever-improving village on the banks of Thornbush Kill. The powers that be won't likely vote for doing something rash, like plow the streets or fill in potholes or pick up household trash. They raised the ban shell for being an attractive nuisance, so they say. Then they tore down the public library for being old and in the way. They put a wub mart up invoking eminent domain in hopes it will kill off the local business that remains. Yet once there was an ordinance that you couldn't build no higher than the statue of William Penknife or the Second Parish Spire. Things aren't so bad, we're getting better. We're not so bad, we're getting better. Things aren't so bad, they're getting better. We're not so bad, we're getting better. Instead of loitering round the liquor store, the wayward youth will enter our state-of-the-art brand spanking new juvenile detention center. Get your kicks at the 5 and 10 or the 12-lane Bolodrome. The Ace of Burgers, the Rummage Roost, or the gloaming old folks' home. We've got the county's largest junkyard, which truly does deserve to be declared an accidental wildlife reserve. And in spite of all you've heard about the underground oil spillage, you've got to admit we've got a heck of a view from our ever-improving village. We're not so bad, we're getting better in our ever-improving village.